you told me a story as we were standing outside before we came in here. Tell me about that story again.
Yeah, we built this treehouse. Our parents had told us, you know, before y'all get in the treehouse, we got to inspect the treehouse, you know, to make sure it's safe and everything. And so one day, me and the cousins, we decided to go to the treehouse. I go up in the treehouse, even though they said not to, and the treehouse fell. I fell on it with my feet first, through a bunch of nails. And so I knew I was wrong by doing it, so I didn't tell nobody. So I let it go on for like, I guess about 2 or 3 days. And finally I had to just say, hey, something wrong with my feet, you know? And so mom would take me to different doctors and stuff, you know, to try to fix my feet and everything. And they told it was too late, that developed gangrene, and they couldn't do anything about it. So they wanted to amputate. They took me around to different doctors. And if they said amputate, she would say, no, not my baby's feet. One day we was in a grocery store line, and she was holding me. And this guy behind us, he said, what's wrong with your kid? She said, oh, well, he's got something on his feet, you know. He said, well, you might have a look at him. So she let him see it. He said, well, I can fix that. And she said, well, you can? He said, yeah, you know. He gave her a card. And he said, well, this is my address. He said, bring him to see me in the morning. So the next day, she takes me to this guy. And he fixes up this stuff in his bag and looked like mud or something. And he put bags on my feet. He said, well, let it stay on there for a couple of weeks. He said, it'll clear up. And so that happened. It cleared up. And so she was trying to figure out, you know, what she did with the card. She couldn't find the card. And she's like, well, I know the building's there, so I'm going to take it back to him, you know, and let him know that it worked, you know. So we go back to this place. It's not a doctor's office. And the doctor didn't exist. And so I just look at it and say, well, it was an angel.
You did. You had an angel looking out for you.
Yeah.
You have some other really interesting stories, and you told me about your son when he was younger, and...
Yeah.
Tell me about the miracle of the doctor taking care of your son.
Yeah, my oldest son, Tequio, he was born with a heart disease. So we would have to take him back and forth to the doctor. And eventually he said, well, he's going to have open heart surgery. And we had to go in and close these holes up in his heart because he could barely breathe, you know. And he was 8 months old. So we took him to Atlanta. They did the surgery on him. And they said recovery on this surgery it's going to be like 3 to 4 months, you know. And the very next day, we were sitting in the room, you know, and we were like, where'd he go? You know, I don't know if we closed eyes for 2 seconds or what, but he jumped out the hospital bed. But he didn't know how to walk before we got to the hospital. And so I'm like, where's my kid? You know, we were like trying to find him. And then the nurse, well, we don't know, but is that your kid going down the hallway? And we looked outside the hallway. He was running down the hallway. And I said, yeah, that's him right there. He said, he just had surgery yesterday. I'm like, yeah. And they said, oh, my gosh. They couldn't believe it. They're like, this kid was not even walking when he came to the hospital. Now he's running up and down the hallway.
And how's he doing now? How old is he now?
He's doing great. I think he's around 35 now, I think. And he plays drum for Big and Rich.
That's amazing.
Yeah, he's drum for Big and Rich now.